Om Sri Sai Ram. Swami, we, your children from Sri Satya Sai Gurukulam, Rajamahendravaram, humbly offer at thy divine lotus feet a musical play entitled Ramakatha Rasa Jhari. The play charts the course of the wandering human soul on its supreme quest in this melodious journey of Tyagaya's yearning, starting from what we must seek to the final attainment of the Lord. We have captured the true essence of devotion using the sublime anecdotes from Ramayana that have been disclosed only by our divine director, Sai Rama. Dearest Sai, we humbly pray that you may accept our fragrant offering of love and gratitude. Sai Ram.
Sang brought tears to my eyes. You are indeed a blessed soul.
Narayana, Narayana.
Oh, here comes a great journalist who reaches the right place at the right time. Hasn't dropped some old habits, I see. His arrival definitely brings good tidings to you, Tyagaya.
Pranamam, Mahanubhava. But I have never seen you around here. You utter a strange, yet familiar warm welcome that makes my heart swell with joy.
What can I say about my blessings? I have a role to play in all of the world. I am a busy man. But there is one most urgent task today, and that's why I am here.
But who are you? And what brings you here?
Oh, he has got many names, from both his friends and enemies. That's irrelevant. Perhaps more importantly, why he is here.
You haven't lost one bit of that eloquence. Oh, great Tyagaya, your legend of unmatched musical composition has spread far and wide to every corner of this country. The world waits to celebrate your talents. Travel henceforth and earn the love and gold of all the crowns.
So, that's the first stone spilled into this calm lake. You have chosen the wrong way, my friend.
Forgive me, your wandering mystic. But I sing only for Rama. And today, my lord has been stolen. I have taken a vow to fast unto death on these banks till I find my lord.
So that explains the tears in your song.
What makes you smile in this dark hour of my anguish?
It's a beautiful sight, Tyagaya. As you finish the song with tears in your eyes, did you notice the tears in this gentleman's eyes? Both of you were crying, but for different reasons.
I fail to understand.
Who do you think is this noble soul who never fails to turn up for your soul-stirring prayers?
When will your mouth learn to keep a secret?
Pray, tell me so that I may ease the burden in my heart this day. You too look like divine souls come to lead me back to my missing Ramachandra.
This is perhaps the Lord's divine lesson even for me. Here you are, Tyagaraja, weeping that the Lord is missing. And here is his favorite devotee, Hanuman, right at your feet, weeping that the Lord is indeed here.
O Ramabandhu, I am sorry. You've come at this hour when I am but a pauper without my Rama. What can I offer to such a divine guest who has come to my shelterless roof?
Your songs are all the nourishment and welcome I seek. Why do you keep saying our Rama has disappeared? Narada, why such unsuccessful disguises anymore? Why don't you right away lead him into the divine Leela you have come to unfold?
Narayana, Narayana.
You too, Narada Maharishi. Pardon my ignorance. Perhaps the Lord has finally sought to forgive me. It must indeed be my loving Ramachandra who has sent you to here to lead me home to his lotus feet.
You surprise us, Tyagaya. You look everywhere else, but in that one place, the Lord truly resides. It's your grief that clouds your love this hour, for you fail to realize. We haven't come to lead you home. We have come because you are the home to the Lord, Tyagaya.
Indeed. Who is this Rama you seek, Tyagaya? Does he abandon his devotees? Does he hide and play with their love? Does he disappear to see them weep and gain joy in their tears? Let me recount an enlightening episode from the childhood days of our Lord Rama.
yes, Guruji. It is unfair. It is very unfair.
Calm down, Bharata. Calm down. Now tell us what happened.
Ram Bhaiya has cheated. This is not fair.
Yes, Ma. Bharat Bhaiya is right. Ram Bhaiya has cheated.
Ram, what is this that I'm hearing? Lakshmana, what has Ram done?
We were playing in the courtyard and...
Did Bharata lose because of you?
No, Bharata did not lose. He won the game.
I don't know what to make of this. Oh, Sire, what is going on? Can you understand their problem?
I am sure there is a wonderful lesson for each of us. Now, who will narrate to us what happened?
Mother, we were playing the game and Ram Bhaiya was winning, but he lost the game intentionally. Ram Bhaiya should have won. He has cheated. He is the winner, not me.
Bharata, why are you upset? You are the winner. And wasn't this victory what you desired?
All that matters to me is that Ram Bhaiya would have won, but for his grace. Every time we play, he pointedly loses and finds joy in it. I don't understand why he does this.
Ram, we know so little of your every act that is suffused with purpose. You do nothing in sheer jest. Forgive our ignorance to grasp thy intent in this purposeful loss. Look at the world. We are lost in the innocent smile.
Come here, son. What is it that Bharata laments about? Reveal to us what Guruji talks of.
Mother, I seek no victory for myself ever. I derive my joy from their company, in their success. There is nothing that pleases me more than to see my brothers happy. It's for this joy on their faces that I'm willing to give up my everything, to sacrifice my all for their well-being. My real bliss lies in their happiness.
Son, I'm at a loss of words. I'm unable to express the joy that my heart experiences. This bond of love that you brothers share shall be sung and cherished by one and all in the times to come.
Blessed indeed is this family that's earned such a Kuladipa. Blessed is this land that gets to trace the footsteps of such a king. Blessed is this universe that is filled with his divine breath that only beats for its existence.
That is our true Lord, the deity who loves us more than himself, who puts all of the world before himself, who derives his bliss from our happiness.
Now tell us, Tyagaya, would such a kind Lord ever resort to troubling his own devotee, even for fun?
Forgive me, O wise masters, but I am a mere mortal, clouded by the maya of his leela. Surrounded by the tide of fate, I am a boat that has lost its oars. How do I survive this storm? How do I swim this Bhavasagara to the shore of his lotus feet?
Indeed, who can escape this maya? In fact, even I was once a victim of this cosmic illusion. But there is a way out, and that is to take Sharanagati at the Lord's feet. For He is the divine captain who alone can bail us through any storm. Oh Vayunandana, why don't you illumine us how it should be done?
The very first step in this quest is to realize that we are all stuck in these waters. The next step is to rise above the circumstance and understand that it is all His will, while we are but a mere witness.
But don't we all know that? Every blade of grass in this universe can move only with His will.
Chimalo Brahmalo Chimalo Brahmalo Chimalo Brahmalo Shiva ke Chunde virudu vahin china sita ramananno brovara premato loka bi ramananno brovara
captured the highest truth for all of us. And yet, despite this supreme wisdom, we fail to control our emotions when circumstances overpower us. Narrate to us, Hanuman, who is the ideal role model that we must emulate in this path?
There is one perfect example. Verily, the shadow of the Lord, who demonstrated the spirit of a true seeker of the Lord. Let me return to one such episode during Vanvasa.
అయినాదంట నాకు తెలుసులే పడితే ఏమవుతాదో తంట. నీ కాళ్ళు తుమ్ము సోకిరాయి ఆడది అయినాదంట. నా నామ మీద కాలు పెడితే ఏమవుతాదో తంట. దయ చూపి ఒక్కసారి కాళ్ళు కడగనీయమంట. మూడు మూర్తుల నువ్వు నారాయణ మూర్తి వంట.
రామయ్య తండ్రి, ఓ రామయ్య తండ్రి, ఆ నోములన్నీ పండినాయి రామయ్య తండ్రి. ఆ తావి వంటి నువ్వేలే రామయ్య తండ్రి.
Such a serene place in the middle of the forest, filled with the songs of the leaves and the birds. It fills my mind with peace.
Indeed, Bhrata Shri, a strange spot in the middle of the forest that revels in the happiness of nature.
It appears to be free from the demonic forces. My feet ache from the long walk from home. Perhaps we shall rest here for a while.
Definitely, Bhrata Shri. Let me know what you desire and it shall be fulfilled in an instant.
Lakshmana, the world knows your eye for detail. Choose a location that pleases your heart and build a shelter for us there. I truly believe that your choice shall be most appropriate for us.
Brother, tell me, what crime have I committed to deserve this cruel punishment? What sin have I done that I must suffer this ill fate?
Arise, Lakshmana. What have I said that has left you heartbroken? Have I ever uttered harsh words? You have always taken care of me and served me as your very life breath. How could I hurt you?
No, Agraja. Your goodness only sparkles as bright as ever. But...
Oh, brother, all I asked was for you to choose a spot of your liking and construct a hut where we could rest before we proceed.
Rama, I can't bear to hear such words. There is nothing in this world to call mine. The only treasure I guard in my heart is the beautiful smile of my Rama and Mother Sita. Implicit obedience to your command is my life's very purpose. This Lakshmana is a mere servant. How then can I choose a place of my liking when your grace fuels my every action? Pardon me, oh brother. Pardon me.
My joy knows no bounds. Even as I listen to the words that emanate from your heart, my dear brother, you are truly free from malice and hate that poisons the minds of men. I am delighted at the purity of your devotion.
Oh Raghukula Bhushana, do you seek to test the vanity of this lamp in thy shade? I am but a spark that shines off your borrowed light.
You're indeed the exemplar of nobility. I spoke those words in the most ordinary sense to demonstrate to the world the voice of a true instrument of goodness. Let me erase these tears. Come, let us go and together choose. Well, let us raise the Parnashala here.
As you wish, brother, the dwelling shall be raised here.
This is the real nature of a true devotee. The one who rises above his oscillating wave of circumstances and realizes that the Lord is the cosmic director.
Indeed, all that a devotee has to do is to surrender to the Lord's will and assume the role ordained to fulfill his master plan.
But how do we make that choice? What makes one a true devotee? How do I earn the Lord's unwavering love that shall serve as the anchor to my drowning boat?
It's so easy to get misled in the role of fate's dice that we take winning too seriously.
Why do you sing in your eloquent riddles, Narada? Lead Tyagaya to the direct answer that confuses his precious heart. Light the flame of wisdom to show him the right path.
Narayana, Narayana. Oh Kesari Nandana, forgive me for getting carried away in my experiences. Only such a blemishless heart like thee can fathom the true love of a seeker. Why don't you unravel the secret formula to this earnest devotee?
I beseech thee, O Anjaneya. Pray, give me the means to get closer to my Lord. The secret to welcome him into my heart and worship him in my altar forever.
Isn't our Lord the easiest to please? All he seeks is one noble act of selflessness, and he will hold you closer than his own breath. Serve him with a pure heart, and he shall himself take shelter forever in your heart.
Rightly said. Ramayana is replete with the most beautiful examples of such dedication. Right from the little squirrel to our dearest Hanuman. But I am sure Hanuman has for us a very special anecdote which we have all missed.
There is one such unexpected encounter. A story that demonstrates the simple guideline to win the Lord's heart. God first, the world next, and myself last. Let me explain. It was the night before the coronation of Prabhu Ramachandra as the crown prince when the hour for the avataric mission was opportune. But a twist was needed, and the mother rose to the occasion. But at what cost?
Pranams, Mata Kaikeyi.
Shubhamastu, Ramachandra. I heard of the Pattabhishekam, and I'm verily delighted to the core of my being. This kingdom has today attained the gaze of the gods as you assume the rule of its denizens.
Forgive me, Mother, but I come here tonight with a heavy heart to ask of a solemn boon from thee.
Do you even need to ask, my dearest child? Do you not remember in childhood when you cried as I fed you, only willing to eat if you had the moon? How I rushed around frantically till we found the mirror. Your happiness was all that mattered to this mother.
Mother, I remember every single morsel, story, and blessing. The way you adored me, more than even Mother Kausalya herself. And it is these pure memories that weigh upon my soul, that leave tears in my heart to put forth my request. But I come not this hour as a son of Raghuvamsha, but the incarnated Ravana Samhara.
If you still hesitate, you have only misunderstood the love in my heart, Rama. What could you possibly ever seek that would hurt me? If it is something that makes you happy, wouldn't that make me too?
It is the most curious situation, dearest mother. The darkest turn of events must unfold tonight for the golden dawn of all mankind to manifest. One that calls for a sacrilegious sacrifice from a queen of royalty.
I've begun to understand the extreme nature of your predicament. But worry not. Nothing should have to weigh upon the soul of my little child. Ask away, and I shall uphold my promise.
But Mother, this request shall demand you to sacrifice everything on your part. Your spotless fame for being the royal mother of all. Your impeccable character in justice and benediction. The love and goodwill of your most beloved child, Bharata. And last but not the least, even your dearest husband.
Aches my heart. But is there a greater calling than serving the just cause of the whole mankind? Even if all these are the undeniable consequences, I pray for the moral courage to wholeheartedly serve. I shall always put you first, the world next, and myself last. If I am to be the axle that has to endure the burden of this divine future, I shall gladly give my life in ensuring it.
Oh, revered mother, you are indeed the paragon of supreme morality. The
world shall forever forget your virtue, pushing your name to the shadows. But tonight, I place you right in my heart as the supreme devotee who shines as the greatest example of self-sacrifice. Even if no man or woman worships thee, I shall forever owe a debt of gratitude to thee.
Narayana, the Lord in debt to a devotee? Ah, how great indeed is the love of such a devotee, who makes the Lord himself proud to belong to such a noble and pure heart.
Indeed, history forgets this valiant deed, punishing her with insults. But that's the supreme value of a mother. Any degree of forbearance for her child's victory.
This episode has truly opened my eyes. I now see the degree of selfless love that a devotee is capable of. But how does one acquire the inner strength that drives this moral courage?
Oh dear Tyagaya, what do you think is the divine blessing that binds us both to our Lord at all times?
Both of your incessant chanting of the divine Lord's name at all times?
Of course, Namasmarana. Nirantara Namasmarana.
Pibare Ravarasam Rasane Pibare Ravarasam Paramahamsa Ashramagitam Shuddha Paramahamsa Ashramagitam Shuka Shonaka Kaushika Mukha Pitam Shuka Shonaka Kaushika Mukha Pitam Vivare Ravaratam
What is sweeter than this divine name? The simplest solution that the Lord himself recommends to save the afflicted soul in this age of Kali.
Yes, a solution that is already your habit, Tyagaya. One that you have only made even sweeter in your enchanting melodies. It is this constant remembrance when coupled with unflinching belief in His divine grace, that alone shall set us all free, Tyagaya.
But isn't the state of the world ever distracting in its sorrows and pain? How does one constantly reaffirm to themselves the faith in His supreme power?
What is the reason for your smile, Narada? Why do you suddenly break into a smile in the middle of such a sincere question?
I was reminded of the episode that answers this very question. One that involves you, Hanuman. Don't you remember? Or should I narrate it for you?
I can't seem to recall the incident that you are referring to. Perhaps you can recount this insightful episode?
you hear? It seems when my beloved Rama was helping Sugriva in his pursuit to kill Bali, his one arrow felled 7 trees. So whose act is the most valiant, worthy of honor? I think it should be Lakshmana's, who implicitly followed his brother into the deadly forest, giving up food and sleep for 14 years.
Indeed, O Mother, who can equal all of his sacrifices in his unparalleled love for his brother? All the trials and tribulations he undertook at every turn, nearly embracing death.
But what about Bharata, Guru Vasishtha? Without a second thought, he deserted the crown that was handed on a silver platter, wore ochre robes, and lived as a monk in the outskirts, worshipping his dearest Lord at all times.
What greater approval can there be for Bharata's worship than his very form turning into Rama at the end? He is indeed the embodiment of devotion.
But then, what about the deeds of Hanuman, jumping across the ocean, finding Mother Sita in time, and burning the golden city down? If not for him, would the two have reunited at all?
Hanuman is verily the pivotal architect of this saga, the supreme devotee of our Lord, whose valor and service is incomparable. Can we find anyone greater?
Aren't we forgetting our Ramachandra? To uphold his father's vow, he left the night of his coronation to the forest. For 14 years, he lived in the wilderness as an ascetic, separated from Sita and torn into anguish. Isn't his steadfast adherence to Dharma the ultimate act?
Indeed, Queen Mother, he has truly lived the extreme path of righteousness by example, to show men for times to come the duty of a mortal. He is undoubtedly the greatest.
O wise preceptor, you seem to agree upon every argument put forth. But who's the victor amongst these? Is there an unfaltering opinion? Or you just sway to the blowing wind's tide?
Most revered mothers of such good sons, why do you place me in such a precarious position? Who am I to answer this great debate? Perhaps... Ah! There he comes! The right Buddhishali and Gyanavan.
Pronounce, Mata. Pronounce, Guru Vasishtha. Pronounce, revered mothers. How may I be of service to thee?
We have a peculiar situation here that needs to be solved. We have to rank who tops the deeds of merit. Every mother here seems to think it was her son. Now, I can't hurt any of them. Please bail me out of this situation with your wisdom.
O preceptor, indeed you are so wise. I know that you are aware of the truth, and yet you seek my answer. I think it's the wrong question you ask. It's not about whose deeds are more meritorious, but why was each deed so memorable?
Explain yourself, son. We fail to understand.
O revered mother, it's not about the act, for each of them weigh equally, from the squirrel to Lakshmana. But the purpose and the source of the strength to succeed was the Lord's name on our lips and love for him in our heart that made us seemingly champions.
You have rightly answered our query with humility. Indeed, it 'tis the Lord's name that supersedes all the acts of valor. For only by taking refuge in His will and surrendering to His grace makes our actions meaningful and successful.
Taking me back to the occasion. This shows us that Ramayana was the sum total of all the acts that were possible by taking the Lord's name.
Today, I have realized the inner significance of this beautiful story of my dearest Lord Rama. Every step is suffused with love, devotion, and sacrifice. Now my heart feels a renewed vigor to discover the Lord and bring Him home.
He is right where you seek to find Him, Tyagaya. Having understood Him, now immerse yourself in this Godavari and let its waves wash away your ignorance, and you will discover the Lord in your sweet embrace.
Rama
kanu gunti ni Sri Ramuni nedu kanu gunti ni Sri Ramuni nedu kanu larana kavitam butira kanu gunti ni Sri Ramuni nedu kanu larana kavitam butira kanu gunti
indebted to you, O divine beings. I owe this blessing to your guidance. You came at the right time to show me the way.
Tyagaya, you shall be the beacon of devotion to millions all around for times to come. Would the Lord fail such a precious child? This was but a saga of divine quest explained to the world through you as His instrument. Set forth this Sai Rama in the altar of your heart and light the lamp of His love in every home.
As the darkness of man's ignorance is set free in the light of the Lord's arrival, sing to us on this joyous occasion the divine marriage. O Tyagaya, sing to all of us.
Sing the symphony of thy love for the Lord, and let every seeker attain the Lord's divine darshan through your devotion.
Sita Kalyana Vaibhogame Rama Kalyana Vaibhogame Pavana Jastuti Patra Pavana Charitra Pavana Jastuti Patra Pavana Charitra Ravi Soma Varanetra Ramani Yagatra Sita Kalyana Vaibhogame.
Shri Sita Ramula Kalyanam కిరకులం పేర మత్సరాలు తగలనుచు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమ మతను స్థాపించ మతం పేర కులం పేర మత్సరాలు తగదంతు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమ మతము స్థాపించ సంభవామి యుగే యుగే అని చాటిన రీతిగా
Thank you. Shri Ganaraya,
Gajanana.
Gopala.
Shankara.
Hey, Gopi Gopabala.
Govinda
గోపి గోప బాలా